to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
Happy Saturday. It's Eric Osnes here from ericismybanker.com.
Yeah, you have to think about that sometimes, don't you?
I do.
It is weird to say. Well, it's like me. Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side. It's a mouthful.
Doesn't always roll off the tongue.
Yeah. You know what I sometimes have a hard time with? Renton Civic Theater and how they spell theater.
Yeah, they spell it wrong. It's not really a Renton spelling, is it?
You're so non-traditional, or maybe that's traditional elsewhere, but
be.
Still.
Is that E-A-R?
No. There's R-E and E-R.
It's the theater.
It's the theater.
So
I got to say, whenever I have to email you, I have to check my spelling because it is T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
No,
that's right.
So your typical theater night, I mean, do I have to dress up?
No.
I mean, how?
Not anymore.
Okay.
It used to be, I mean, 40s and 50s and 60s.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
You have to wear a hat.
Dress to the nines to go see theater. But
right.
Nowadays, it's more casual.
People are, I want to dispel that myth because it's not really a haughty sort of a thing. It's, you know, theater is really, really fun to go to.
You mean like H-A-U-T-E.
Right, not H-O-T-T-I-E.
I was going to say.
Get that right.
You never know which demographic you're talking to
in
that vehicle or whatever.
I'm just going to slide this dictionary over your way. Yeah.
But no, you're right though, because I mean, I remember that was always it's a chance to dress up. I mean, you still can.
Oh
obviously.
Yeah, there's still people that do it. There's a lot of people that still
dress
up. And it's
fun when you can, and you know, I know, I know lots of people are always looking for opportunities to do that. But it's kind of like how church has changed for a lot of people, right? It's kind of a come as you are, because the whole point of it is to get people in to experience some kind of a cultural event.
It's to get people to come in.
And to think.
The way I always look at it is when you walk in through the doors at the theater, you forget the world on the outside for at least a couple hours a day.
Yeah.
I think that's
when
really
you come
absolutely
to see a show,
great.
You don't have to worry about any of the problems out there in the outside
you
world.
You suspend disbelief.
Disbelief.
You know, paying attention to the actors on stage. And that's, you know, that's the best part. I'm assuming you guys have to make the announcement every show of, please turn off your cell phone.
Turn off your cell phone.
You're
no texting during
every
the show.
Every show.
Yeah.
No video, no photography.
Right.
Turn off your cell phones. And there's still a cell phone that will go off.
Of course. You just kind of.
Because, you know.
It's amazing they don't ever have one of those, like, canceling, you know, like kind of radio
like
canceling.
Like Disneyland.
Yeah, we're just like, nope, nobody gets a cell signal in here. We're done.
That'd
do it.
That'd be cool. Jammer. How do we do that?
You just buy it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And it's the internet.
They should do that in the studio here because thankfully I had my ringer down. It's, you know, ironically enough, literally my phone just started ringing while I said that.
Oh, my. There you go. That's where we go.
Thank goodness my buzzer's down.
So I don't need to dress up. I'm not going to show up wearing like some MC Hammer parachute pants or anything like that. I'm going to just be kind of normal.
You could if you wanted.
I suppose I could, yeah.
It's kind of casual, you know, dress casual.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's jeans
just
and a
turn
shirt.
Your phone off.
Turn off your phone. Yeah. Come relax.
Grab a
cocktail if you're old enough. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show and have a good time.
Right. Yeah. So give me an idea because I know you have some folks who are regular members. What's that look like?
Season ticket holders is what we call them. Basically, what that means is they buy season tickets, they get a ticket to all six shows that we do a year.
Okay, that was one of my next questions. How many shows do you do?
We produce six of our own productions every year.
Mm-hmm.
Of those six shows, you can choose six shows, five shows, or four shows. You can have your choice of the season ticket package that you'd like.
Oh, okay.
But most of them do a six-show package.
Okay.
And those six shows, we do three musicals and three regular shows.
Oh, fine.
Okay.
So, and like I said, we try to do a musical or a big show for Christmas, a big show for our June, and then we do a summer teen musical for our August show that stars nothing but teenagers from the area.
Awesome. Oh, how fun.
Yep.
And that's a cool way to keep them engaged and introduced to theater. Because they probably come from the local schools.
They come from
local
schools.
It's a way for them to also merge and get a chance to meet each other outside of their own schools, right?
Exactly. And they also get to, you know, meet other teenagers
meet
from
their contemporaries.
Kent and from Renton, from Bellevue, from wherever.
Yeah, excellent.
They also get to take theater classes because we teach them as we're going along.
Okay. We have so there's mentoring and coaching. Yeah. And
all of our teachers are actually, or our instructors for the class or for the show. Our director actually directs up at Studio East.
Okay.
Our choreographer is from is currently going to college in at Eastern or Central. Let me get that right. She's going to Central.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Our musical director, he's actually one of the top musical directors in the industry.
Oh wow!
So when they learn something, from
I love
these
how they're
people,
nameless. We're just going to tell you how wonderful they are, but we're not going to tell.
Oh,
you
I can
they
say
are.
Their names if you want me
to.
Yeah,
well, go for it. Give them some credit.
Vincent
here.
Vincent Orduña is our director.
Okay.
Aaron Glayman is our choreographer, and Paul Linus is our musical director for the Summer Teen Musical.
All right, fantastic. So if you know those names, yeah. I hope you're impressed.
They better be impressed. Yeah. They're good people.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
So, okay.
That kids learn a lot.
That was one of the questions I had. So you have the student one, but for your other plays, is there sort of a regular cast of characters?
No, actually, we actually cast from all over place.
You do?
Yeah. We have some people that repeat because they get cast a lot. Mm-hmm. But we do cast from all over the place. Our last show, we had 8 people in the show, and 2 people in the show had been on our stage before. The rest of them were all new. Never been on our stage before.
Wow, fun.
But the community in the Seattle area is actually pretty small.
Yeah,
actor community. You'd be surprised how much everybody connects to each other somehow or some way.
Oh, I'm not too surprised, having done music.
Right.
It's a bit incestuous, I'm,
yes,
I have
yes,
to say.
Yes, it is.
Thanks to all those Facebook friends I've never met, but who somehow know 28 or more people.
Right?
Actually,
right?
A lot of the musicians, like you can look and they go, oh, look, I have 136 mutual friends that I've only met 5 in person of.
Yeah. I go on Facebook at times and I've got like 400 friends and some of them I've never met, but they have 65 mutual friends.
Right, exactly.
And it's crazy.
But see, that it also feeds into my belief that there really is a 2 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Because every time I work with a real estate customer, a lot of times we go find them out on our social media and we connect with them and make sure that they know about upcoming events and client, you know, because a lot of times we're sending out client party events through Facebook invites and things like that. And suddenly we'll be like, oh, well, this person already knows. Or like you're on LinkedIn and all of a sudden you think, oh, we already have 2 or 4 or 12 or however many connections. And you're like, how did we never meet before? So, you know, there really is. I mean, everyone always says Seattle area is like, it's like the biggest small town you've ever been in.
It's really true.
Yes,
yeah.
It's really true. It amazes me how I can walk into a restaurant and I'm going to see somebody.
Dude, our show is like that. Oh, you have done that with so many people in our show. It's ridiculous. Rick Marshall, call him out down at the rent and fire department. I mean, Omar the Doughboy, seriously?
Dough Roller.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Omar
Dough
the Dough Roller.
Let me get that one right.
From Pizza Haven days back in the, you know, late
know.
70s,
you
early 80s.
You could be a play all on your own.
We can write it.
Yeah.
When do you want to start?
Yeah.
We can write this up.
Ooh,
we can do this.
Life
of
a Banker.
Yeah.
We've talked about that.
Well, you know what? There's actually a book I would love to write someday called Random People. That actually could be fun to turn into a play. Because it's, you know, how the different connections you meet. Because I've met people on other sides of the world who I end up with direct connections here. And it's amazing how it can change your life sometimes.
Yeah, it is amazing. My daughter just told me she lives in Florida right now, and she just ran into somebody from Redmond that knows me from the theater.
Well, there you go. It's, yeah.
I was in England.
We spread like a virus.
Yeah.
I was living in England and ran into somebody that I knew from Seattle. And I was not in London. I was in like a little town 110 miles away from everything.
It happens all the time.
It's just funny how that works.
Yeah.
It really truly is a small world.
Yeah. Oh, no, it totally is. Yeah, and that's, I always say, if you ever sit down with people and you spend enough time and you really dive into each other's backgrounds, you almost always will find some really close direct connection. That's why I think it's almost 2 instead of the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon they always joke about. But see, that's what you have with all your theater people. It's 6 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
So you have 6 degrees of Bill Holes.
Yep. Mm. There's 6 degrees of me. That's for sure.
Okay. So, all right. So you've been doing this for 20 some years.
Yep. At Grand Civic, yeah.
You guys have, but you're considered a nonprofit, correct?
Yes, we are. We're a 501c3 nonprofit.
Okay. So when people do season tickets, is that So, like, how are you guys structured? You have season ticket holders. You have the general public who comes. But do you also have, like, donors to
the theater? Yes, we do have donors. Most of our season ticket holders are also donors.
Okay.
We do have a few
people
are just donors.
Okay.
We do have a few.
That just love to support the arts.
Just love to support the arts, which is important for everybody.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But mostly it's our season ticket holders that do donations to us.
Okay.
Their season tickets cannot be a donation because that they're getting something for that because we do the productions.
Right. Okay.
But they'll donate on top of that.
Okay. So. All right.
And
patrons.
Patrons of the arts.
Yes. Patrons of
there
the
you
arts.
Go.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So, okay. So you've got that. You guys have a board that governs your nonprofit.
We have a board of directors. We currently have 13 people on our board of directors.
Okay. And is that your cap?
No, we can have as many as we want, but we have to have at least a minimum of 9, I believe.
Oh, okay. So you actually are making sure that you've hit that threshold at least, and then you go beyond that. So,
there's state regulations, federal regulations.
Right.
And stuff for
it. So you meet all of those guidelines. And then how does the board help? Is it just, do they have any input at all in how you run
the
program?
The board of directors, they vote on everything I do.
Okay.
They tell me. They're my boss.
Do they vote every time you get a new tattoo?
No, they don't.
Oh, okay.
That's my
just
wife's
checking.
Job.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah,
she's delightful, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. She can't have tattoos because she's Jewish. So.
Okay. Oh, so she gets to help you pick.
Yeah, pretty much.
Got it.
All my tattoos are by her choice.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. So you get your own direction. You
get
to help.
Right.
Got it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So.
I love how that works out. Well, and she's also very involved in the theater.
Yeah, she is. She's
well.
On the board of directors, and she's been involved with theater all of her life, just like I have. So.
Yeah. Well, I've had the pleasure of getting to meet, you know, a portion of your board, and they all are very, very engaged. I mean, it kind of reminds me back when I was in school. Because I don't know if I've told you too much, but I did get into theater way back when, and I have, you know, some other reasons about why I ended up dropping out of it. But I loved that, and I've always had performance art in me, right? You know, me doing music, me doing the radio show, all these different kinds of things that are part of that. But okay, well, we have some more time with Bill that we're going to dive even deeper into maybe some of the other things coming up.
Sounds great.
But like Eric said before, we got to go pay some bills and. Have a few folks come on, and we'll be right back here on Open House with Team Reba.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590, The Answer.